Blog Talk Radio.
Lord,
And that is the groove we've fallen into tonight. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Inkwell. My name is Lisa Lipp, and we are here celebrating my solar return. Today is my birthday. You're joining us here on the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, I can't have all this fun by myself. I want all of y'all to come in here with me, okay? So the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And remember to press that 1, because I don't know if you want to come up here or not if you don't press that 1, okay? So listen, the Raw Links can be found on Amazon, anywhere you look, in Facebook. If you can't find it, hit somebody up here at Epiphany. We will definitely find it for you, okay? Just enjoy this ride with me tonight. It is birthday night, and I brought brand new ink for everybody to hear. So I'm going to kick this thing off with a piece that I wrote called I Am Not Every Woman. Come join into the universe of you and me. See me wholly as I stand broken, designed by trials, yet created as a new thing. Tragedies tried to destroy me, only to forge new steel, making me find lessons in chaos so that I can stand free in the knowledge they imparted, ready to welcome love's glory completely. All I ask is that you see me. I am not every woman, not your next heartache, but the healer, created to prove that kintsugi is not just the art of mending broken vessels, but the truth, crafting new creations from discarded shards with 24 karat gold wisdom, making unique designs that were always meant to be. Trust these gifted hands. I am the new beginning, the foundation from whence the true kingdom rises, crystal clear and unshaken by past demons, for as long as you honor my value. Trust this process. Your first sight is pure. Don't sacrifice this blessing on the altar of past fears. I'm Liz. And you've just been serviced. Now, come on, y'all. I know we're going to have a good time in here tonight. I am about to bring in my first caller. It is another member of the Epiphany family, known best as La Pearl La Negra. What's going on tonight, Diva? How you doing?
Hey, birthday girl. How you doing?
I am doing really good.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. This is, and your energy is amazing, and the piece was absolutely dope. Yes. I'm over here behind the scenes like, yeah, that's right. I know that's right.
I loved it. All about being who you are and living in your truth.
I know that's right. I ain't mad at you, sis. I ain't mad at all. Man, and I want to say congratulations on your first show here. I think this is the first one of 2024, is it not?
No, we did one before this one, but this is the first solo show. This is the first time I'm doing it by myself.
Well, congratulations on your first solo show. There you go.
All right. I'm trying to bring that energy.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Without a doubt.
All right, so tell me, sis, what you bringing through tonight?
I'm a little disappointed in myself because I knew the show was coming, and I wrote something, and for some reason, my tablet doesn't want it to appear. I don't know what.
Oh, my God. The gremlin is in the machine again.
Yeah, honestly, I've been searching for like an hour looking for it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just pull out something from the archives then.
Yeah, just the words from my sister show Renaissance, bring your best shit.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Well, I don't know if this is my best, but it's something.
Okay. Everything you do be fire. Don't even play.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to step back and give you this spotlight. The mic is yours.
You. Thank you. All right, this is called Indigo Child. I know y'all probably heard this before, but here go again. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See, the sun's in the east and the moon reflects like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm yo. By the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you love through black and blue because that's all I ever knew. From deep within to pull from and give to you my indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stains my veins, but from the source of which I was created. See, the stars were drawn around my scars because I fell in love with me. And I am here to help you release these blues from pain and misery. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. But rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So right, sometimes they don't want it. So bright, sometimes they don't want it out, just dimmed, because they still want to keep it lit just for a little bit so they can see it, to touch it, just to say they know me and were able to get in. See, only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be my destruction and get rid of me. Then realizing that you can't destroy love, it just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is run dry and can't be tapped back into unless you humbly admit truth. I mean, release what you've been through. No more lies through false cries. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain. They've caused you and you've caused them. But no more shame. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. Because love can't sit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I am Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and the purest true. My aura is golden and you have just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And that's that piece.
Listen, that indigo blue is amazing. I have always loved it. Every time I hear you start singing, I'm like, we're going on that ride, man.
Oh.
You have such a way of presenting it. You know, I fall into it. It's such a beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I truly appreciate that. You know, you're a great storyteller yourself.
I enjoy telling a good story. I'll admit to that.
Oh, yeah. That one that you do about the school shooting, it breaks every single time when you go into the little boy's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. But it is one of the pieces that I love to hear you do. I actually did it
earlier tonight. I presented it to my the school board back in home where I came from in Maryland tonight.
Oh, awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, how ironic. in the school board that you worked with. Wow, you did that piece.
Yeah.
I know. It's an amazing piece. Oh man.
Now I see Miss VIP sitting in the queue behind you. I'm gonna bring her in here so she can get a little bit of this. How you doing, Miss VIP?
Hey, Diva.
I don't know if
she might
heard
be on
me.
Mute. She might be on mute. She might be doing something.
Hey, birthday girl. I'm right here.
Hey, what's happening?
How you going? Hey, how you doing?
It's a great night. It's a great night.
Absolutely. Hey, Diva, what's going on?
It's all good. It's all good.
I'm disappointed, but...
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I grab my yarn and my needle and my music.
I know that's right. I'm doing the same.
I hear you.
So, you know, what y'all got going on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, we haven't come up with a topic yet, but you still can call in to Diva's Talk Wednesday night here on Epiphany at 9. And you can also catch me, well, I'm co-hosting with my diva, Mrs. VIP, over there as well. But you can also catch me on Monday night co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters. And you just bring what you got. It's all appreciated.
All right, thank you. This piece is called The Tree. The tree stands in all its glory. It's been through storms, at times extreme heat. Yet the branches with lush leaves in its canopy keeps the other branches cool. Acts of the divine has pruned it, so some of it dies off to make room for the new. Other parts of this tree have stopped growing, yet still lives. There is one branch slowly dying, and the stronger branch holds its own. Other branches have lived, leaves budding year after year on the same branches, lending wisdom to the middle ones before leaving the canopy. They will branch out to let the middle become the top, season after season to meet the sun. At the still of night, new buds form eager to see the light of day. One will be in full bloom soon, with leaves in a bright green. The other buds follow in time. They will grow and someday pass the old, becoming the new. As God prunes on high, the branches will hollow and die. Yet the tree's roots are strong, full of wisdom, with its rings of failures, successes, tears, and triumphs, along with happiness, love, and memories. And it will forever stand. And that's that piece.
I love that piece.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I had a teacher who was very much into the arts, and she was she used to do this piece that she called. It was actually a song. I think that I will never see one such as beautiful as a tree, and it made me think of that. You know, the memories of like second grade and her singing that song in our class.
Yeah, I remember that piece.
What made you write that piece?
It's very personal to me because I liken my family to a tree. And, you know, we've lost some branches along the way, but yet we still stand through everything. So that's what that piece is about.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I watch Finding Your Roots, so I get the connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have anything
right.
other than
Wednesday
night going on? No, I do not. Just me and my diva and divas talk. And I'm going to tell you, like my diva said, we got the best topics. I mean, even though it's open mic, sometimes we'll pop a question in there, get it going, and we have very good dialogue. So we love everybody to chip in. And if you missed Wednesday's show, you missed out. Y'all need to go and hear the replay, or the playback, as one says. So that's it, Diva.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Well, go over there and see what Danielle's
up to.
Over in Spill Lounge.
All right.
I see trouble coming
behind
you.
Trouble coming behind you.
Uh-oh. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, listen, we're off to a good start already. I done blew a half hour. Let me get me an ID in here, and then we're going to jump on over here with C-34. We'll be right back. References to some music and some movie titles and some all kinds of things happening because I see C-34 music sitting down here in the queue. C-Double, what is happening?
I just want to know, number one, did you get my message?
I got a couple of them. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Secondly, what do you want for your birthday?
What do I want for my birthday? A big, gigantic chocolate bar and all the sexy poetry you got.
Hmm. Well, let's see what I can come up with. I mean, like a listen to your heartbeat,
see,
playing the rhythm to our song. Listen to your heartbeat, holy stuff.
Oh,
girl. How about that?
You got my thigh shaking already. See?
That's not cellulite.
No, it is not.
Okay.
The sister been tightening up a little bit lately. I'm getting ready to be so cute this summer. I ain't going to be able to stand myself.
Hey, happy birthday to you. I want to get to
Thank
where
you,
you're
baby.
At. I'm only like four behind you, so.
Okay.
Actually three behind. Right. I'm actually three behind you this year, so.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch up.
All right. I'll reach back for you. I'll make sure you keep on track.
All right. Cool.
All right. I'm going to get out the way unless you had a spotlight because I know you're getting ready to drop some fire. Mic is yours, baby.
Thank you. This piece is called Necessary Roughness. This scathing talk is necessary before you enter the cemetery and someone reads your obituary. And if you call yourself a bitch, I dare you to listen carefully. As all terms may vary, I'm aware that this may scare you, but it's time to embrace the truth. Stop jerking off on those whores who sees you as OnlyFans, females using every chance to paralyze you into a trance with booty shorts and coochie prints. Eyes caught in a booby trap, seeing boobs enhanced, got you drooling out the side of your mouth. It's foolish, men. School is in session and you let folks you don't know give you hypertension because you have someone extending a middle finger to your freedom of expression. Set it and forget them. As a matter of fact, just bless them because you are not God and you don't have a heaven or hell to send them to. So many friend requests. You're piling up a collection here, but can I get contextual? How many are really there for you? Do they respect you for being spiritual? Or wait, another booty pose to get you swole? Did they know that these pictures are used for government identity recognition, federal agencies fishing your profile for your interests so they can use them against you if you refuse to do business, shut down your account and make you into their prisoners? Pushing racism and politics, entertainment and gossiping, alphabetical atrocities with agendas to depopulate, magic potions in your arms to take, Walmart caps so you can't concentrate, have some sugar and salt and pop these pills, take your clothes off and they'll make you popular. While the preacher who is hooping and hollering is dropping it like it's hot at a party in Hollywood given by products of Baphomet, acting like Robin Hood, robbing old mamas in the hood, exposed as a power bottom during the outage of this mockery, this so-called apostle and man of God is not qualified. I crossed the borders as a God-created immigrant, accused of breaking community guidelines. By the way, no cat got my tongue. So that's all for tonight. Study to show yourself approved to God. In peace.
Listen, I love that piece. I've heard you do that piece before, but every time I hear it, I hear something else that I didn't hear before. It's such a power piece about the way things are now. And the way people are now, I love that you took the time to call out all these things that people just let slide.
I think of these things, and that's the whole point of it. I mean, this year is a year where I'm not holding back, and that's with anybody. So, targets on me.
I'm kind of feeling that myself, man, you know, because when you let people slide, then you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
That's true.
I feel you on that. All right,
but
CW, what projects are you working on?
Oh, man. I've got so many projects, it's crazy. You know, I'm a part of this group called Legendary Inc., part of this group called The Fourth Quarter. I've got so many prompts, so many things. I'm like that Thomas Dolby music video. Science!
Yeah, I remember that song. She blinded me with science.
Yeah, I'm the scientist in that video. So there we go. My hair is going
okay.
out.
CW, I love when you come through, and I look forward to seeing you, and I appreciate you supporting my show, and I hope that you will be back soon. I'm going to turn you loose over there in that lounge with Miss VIP and La Pearl de Negra and see what y'all get up to.
Dang, I'm going to be trouble then. Doggone it. I'm trying to be good.
And you can't help yourself. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Man, this night is running by fast. Let's get us another promo in here, and then we're going to jump into area code 424. You're on the mic right after this promo.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
It is the Epiphany Radio Network, the home of Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And you're listening to The Inkwell. My name's Lisa Lipp. If you want to come join in the fun, all you got to do is dial in at 319-527-6300 and press 1 to be heard. All right, we got area code 424. Tell me who we have on the mic.
This is Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What's happening?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lisa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
see
baby
now.
Girl.
Thank you. You're trying to make me blush.
Who, me?
Yes. Go have me in here acting all girly. I'm trying to put my radio voice on. You're going to have me in here talking, Bobby, that's all right. Thank you so much for coming through, love. I'm glad you're here.
Yes. I'm doing double duty. I'm in the kitchen, and I was listening to you guys.
I'd be seeing you rattling them pots. I'm getting ready to come jump on at the dinner table and wait for my plate.
Well, tonight's menu has chicken fajitas.
Oh.
Chicken fajitas, Spanish rice, and refried beans.
Oh, my. And I hope
just
you have Vino for dessert.
Maybe. I will neither confirm nor deny.
All right, so what you bring in for us tonight?
I got a piece I wrote. It was actually from a prompt. C-34 said, I am also a member of Legendary Inc. And this was a prompt that was given to me called We Are Much More.
All right. The mic is yours.
Look closely. We are not what we've seen. Look again. Your eyes and your mind can deceive you. We are much more than we seem. We are not troublemakers, rabble-rousers, people who cause trouble for no reason. At least not all of us are. What we are is doctors, lawyers, inventors, poets, griots, those who spread the history of a people taken from their homeland. We are those that languish in your jail, assassinated in our cars, on the streets, and in our homes. Lynched in the square for entertainment, we are also those who fought for your freedom. In WW1 and 2, Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf. Even though we were still seen as second class. March for our civil rights in Montgomery and Selma, on the Mall in Washington, D.C., where a man spoke about a dream, even though his life ended as a nightmare. Ferguson and Charlotte, new names added to the roll. Places where our people were killed, places that we asked the question, do black lives matter? So I ask you again, look closely before you pull the trigger. We are not what you think, what you see. We are much, much more. And that's that piece.
First of all, the delivery. You have such a commanding voice. You have a way of drawing into. You have this way of drawing us into that story, and I'm not the history buff that you are. Obviously, you have your nose in a book way more than I do. But the stuff that you find to speak on. And the stories that you find to tell, how much energy do you, and time do you put into finding these pieces, finding this information for these pieces?
It's interesting because I may be looking for one thing and run into something else. So it's kind okay. of it's kind of like. You get pointed in one direction, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, it's like, bam. Ooh, I found something else. So it's I like reading, though, because I used to read a lot as a kid. So,
mm-hmm.
and I was one of them kids that had the old Encyclopedia Britannica. And we had the whole set, so that was my way of I guess staying out of trouble and all that kind of stuff. But I enjoyed it, and I grew up down south in the 60s too, so I got to see a lot of this stuff as it happened.
I grew up in Maryland, and I witnessed some of it myself, and I come from a mixed family, so you know, I saw it on a personal level as well. I've seen a cross mm-hmm. burned on my own front yard.
I didn't have that, but I did witness. I did witness them burn a gentleman out of his house, and.
Wow.
With him still in it, so you saw a lot of stuff. Witnessed a lot of Sundown Town stuff and people going places, and you never saw them again.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was that's just the way it was.
Yeah. Brother, so. I so appreciate you coming in tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love having you around. I love having you around.
Well, I love being around.
Well, hopefully you will stick with me and I will get this ride going right and we will have a good time. But right now, it's a couple of ladies and a gentleman over in the lounge. And I don't know what they're pouring over there, but still it's sounding like they're having fun.
All right, we'll see what's going on over yonder.
Okay, well, one love, one mic, my friend.
One love, one mic.
That was Anthony Arnold, and as always, teaching us lessons. Now, the next caller I see is area code 678. Area code 678, who do we have on the mic?
Yo, Queen, it's Keynotes.
Hey, Keynotes, what's happening?
Everything has an Earth Day to you.
Thank you. Listen, Wednesday night was a total blast. For those of you who don't know, this is Poppy's Poetry Quarter. Keynotes is thebomb.com.
Yo, I had a blast. It took me forever to fall asleep. Y'all had gave me life that night. You hear me?
Yes. Infamous and Jade came in there and just burned the stage down.
Yeah, all y'all did, man. All y'all equally burnt that thing down. It wasn't no more stage left. I built a whole new stage for next week.
But listen, I'm not going to keep talking because we got a whole line of folks trying to pop up in here. So I'm going to give you the mic now, and you can bring what you brought for us, and then we'll talk about what moved your pen.
All right, well, let's do it. This piece is called Black Don't Crack. Black don't crack. I'm lilac the way the seed takes bloom. Like when I walk in the room, you can tell my black been blessed since the womb. I'm a present. And this presence oozes beauty, so I feel it's my duty to show you black don't crack if you don't smoke it. But then again, that's why we stay piped up. Showing you that it takes more than four quarters to break a buck, though many try. They act like history hasn't showed them that black don't crack if you don't smoke it. You see, she's supposed to sit high, so be careful when you pipe her. Be careful how you break her down. Because you can quickly go from having a whole bomb to being left with crumbs, crumbling our royal bloodlines. You picked her because she was fine, but then again, you're up in smoke, leaving your seed behind to fester and toxic. Ooh, she bopped it, popped that oochie on a handstand. You see, this woman pulled you into her locust flower only to devour your soul. But truth be told, you was thinking about y'all future, ready to make big plans and shit. And Miss Lady was just out here looking for some good dick. So anytime her body's calling, your phone be lit, thinking if she keep letting me hit the prize, I'll eventually get, leaving you high for years entangled in that toxic shit. But remember, black don't crack if you don't smoke it, choke it, beat it down with your words of choice. You see, everyone should have a voice, but if your source is a derivative of hate, disguised as love, subjecting the next because you grew up thinking that's how love's supposed to act. You see, they cracked that black way back, smoked it up in flames, leaving it for the world to be tarnished by its soot. Lessons aren't learned by throwing us a book or letting officers that kill us go without a second look. Remember, black don't crack if you don't smoke it, provoke it, leave our heritage full of cracks. Families no longer intact since that first whip crack. Y'all been trying to break a strong back. I mean black, that cold, not that easy to crack. But it does leave wrinkles in the design from generations back. But remember, black don't crack if you don't smoke it. And that's that piece.
I love your wordplay. My God, I love it. I love how you turn all these terms that we hear every day into a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother genre of thing. It's not even what most people think of. I love the way you play with words.
Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you so much. I learned a lot by watching y'all.
I learned from your energy. That's what I'm trying to get to. You have such a fire in your soul.
I appreciate you.
Listen, thanks for coming through. Always got a place here on my stage.
Amen. Thank you, God, for having a platform. Epiphany Radio is lit. I love it over here.
Epiphany is the bomb, man. I struggled for 3 years trying to convince them that I needed to be here.
Hey, well, look
and
where look where you at right
doing
now.
What I'm doing.
Hey, you here and you doing it, baby. You're doing well at it too. So you keep on soaring.
All right. Yeah, iron sharpens iron. We gotta all keep each other sharp.
Okay.
All right, Poppy. Thanks for coming through. One love, one
light. One mic, one love.
That was keynote, better known as Poppy from Poppy's Poetry Corner, bringing us some heat in the building. Now, I'm seeing another Epiphany family member over here in the wing. Just Jay? What's up, baby? Just Jay, are you there? Oh, his call dropped. Wow. Okay, well, we're going to give him a minute to get back in here. How about that? And we're going to jump on over here and see what we can find to fill up some space. And give him time to get back, because I know he's going to come in here with some fire, because he always does. So let's give him room for that. And let's see. What do we got here? Listen, we have had a ball up in here tonight. The Inkwell has been on fire all evening. Everybody's over in the lounge having a ball. I'm hearing voices. I'm hearing glasses clinking. I think I'm going to try and get myself on over there because the party sounds like it's over there. And since I'm the birthday girl, the party can't happen unless I'm in the building. So what I'm going to do is get on out of y'all's way. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network. We have had an absolute ball here on the Eat Well tonight. I hope all of you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed giving it to you. Just keep a positive attitude. Always ask God what's the lesson and what you're going through. And come back and check me out in 2 weeks. This is the Inkwell on Epiphany Radio, home of Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? See y'all next time.
You know, I remember when we first started this song. All the fellas, Tim, Raphael, who me? I'm Dwayne. And I'm an Aquarius. You see, we were over in Trinidad and Tobago for a while. We met a few friends, had a good time, you know. But while we were there, we experienced something called slow wine. No, it's not just drinking. Pay attention. Let me explain.
Hey, lady, you know the one thing that we're missing. Please, girl, pay attention. You see, I'd rather show than tell. Now you gotta lift up my emotion. But no plus a four-letter word. It's the one thing on my mind.
nothing wrong. You and I are slow, 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 slow wine. Yeah.